Texte numéro 92. The Executioner's Wrong. On December the 13th, Angel Diaz, a convicted murderer from Florida, became the latest victim of a botched lethal injection. The doctor who served as executioner bungled the first set of injections, sliding the needle straight through the vein and pumping the toxic chemicals directly into the underlying flesh. Mr. Diaz writhed, grimaced, and attempted to speak until a second dose killed him. That was 34 minutes later. The execution should take only a fraction of that. 2 days later, Jeb Bush, in his last month as governor, suspended all executions in the state. He also set up a commission to consider whether Florida's lethal injections are constitutional. Other states are now mulling over the same question. Lethal injection is the standard method of execution in the 37 of the 38 states that have the death penalty. It is clearly less gruesome than any of its predecessors. It is obviously better than electrocution, for example, which has caused several prisoners to burst into flames. But a growing number of states think that is setting the bar too low. This summer, Missouri halted executions after the doctor who supervised them admitted that he was dyslexic and had on a previous occasion given an inmate only half of the recommended dose of anesthesia. On the day that Florida halted its executions, a federal judge in California ruled that the state's use of lethal injections amounted to cruel and unusual punishment and was therefore unconstitutional. And a few days later, a Maryland appeal court suspended capital punishment there on the grounds that the state's execution operations manual should have been subjected to public hearing before being adopted. These are not unqualified triumphs for opponents of the death penalty. The Florida, California, and Maryland's moratoriums were prompted by procedural issues that may be easily resolved. Florida's new governor, Charlie Crist, says he will keep Mr. Bush's moratorium in place until March, when the commission is due to present its findings. But Mr. Crist is not known for his clemency. His nickname is Chain Gang Charlie. And capital punishment still attracts broad support in America. According to an October 2006 Gallup poll, 2/3 of Americans support the death penalty for people convicted of murder. Still, although 38 states have the death penalty, not many use it. In 2006, America had 53 executions, its smallest number in 10 years, and Texas was responsible for nearly half of them. Only 14 states executed anyone at all. Some states use the death penalty so rarely that a moratorium would be almost redundant. New Jersey, for example, has not carried out an execution since 1963 and probably never will again. On January the 2nd, a panel of legislators there recommended that the state abolish the death penalty altogether. Adapted from The Economist, January 2007.